Blackstone Audio presents The Lost Girls of Camp Forevermore by Kim Fu. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert, Sunila Nunghani, Sophie Amos, Nicole Zanzarella, and Emily Wu Zeller. For JP. Camp Forevermore. The girls stood on the dock and sang the camp song, Camp Forevermore. They sang in voices at worst bored or dutiful, but more often thrilled, chests swelling with unity and conviction, that feeling of being part of something larger than themselves, their brash off-key voices combined into one grand instrument. And I shall love my sisters forevermore. In 1994, the song had echoed out over the Pacific Ocean for 6 decades. They stood straight-backed and solemn-faced as soldiers in formation, even the ones who itched to squirm, to collapse into their natural, slumped posture, who were rolling their toes in their shoes and humming to themselves, squeezing their lips in their fingers to suppress a bubble of nervous laughter. Counselors dragged plastic bins of orange life jackets from one of the storehouses adjacent to the dock. The life jackets varied in size, and some had broken buckles and split seams. The girls picked through to find intact jackets that fit, the process both hurried and cautious, drawing attention to their newly divergent bodies. 10-year-old Siobhan Doherty snatched one and slid her arms through the holes. Would it reveal her to be too tall, too wide, too infantile? Anything other than the universal girl's...